Hey now.
Cool.
And I'll do it away from. Until I give you a jailhouse rock.
Lovely, thank you.
You're welcome.
Right. Are we on, like?
Yeah, we're coming in hot.
Oh, I'm really not prepared. And it's Christmas. And it's the podcast Christmas special. The yearly podcast Christmas special. But hopefully this year we'll keep the audio.
No, it's always going to be elusive.
It's going to be like putting a time capsule. And we'll never release them. And then years from now... I don't know, when after the nuclear winter, someone will dig them up and think this is what society used to be like.
These were the kings of that generation.
More than the oil wars.
Yeah. The oil wars?
The inevitable oil wars after the nuclear blast. So
now people will be fighting over like rats and stuff. And they won't be bothered with oil.
Nah, man, they'll be like Mad Max. Have you ever seen the original Mad Max with what's his face?
Nah.
Oh, this is a guy. What's his face?
Not Matthew McConaughey.
No.
I know who you mean. Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson. Yeah, Passion of the Christ, baby. I'm back to Christmas.
That's Easter.
That is Easter, actually.
That's a wrong holiday, mate.
Oh, man. There's a book called Jesus, isn't it?
Well, it's the beginning and end of Jesus, isn't it?
Yeah, lads, you're gonna have to take the lead on this podcast.
you're the face of it, and you're the name of it.
My name's not even on it anymore. Right, we've changed the name
to what?
Road to Gaza.
Why?
Because Lloyd Holmes is Road to Gaza. It was a fucking nightmare.
Was it already taken?
No, it was just everyone. Like, you had to search it by spelling both Lloyd and Holmes and the apostrophe asked after
the
S.
Could it not be Road to Gaza by Lloyd Holmes?
Well, I just think Road to Gaza. That when Facebook changed from the Facebook to Facebook, and that's when it took off.
Really? Maybe this is the precursor, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not a bad idea. Did you get that link that I sent you the other day though? Do you know Gone Fishing with Bob Moore and then Paul Whitehouse?
Yeah, love that show.
It's one of my favourite shows.
Quality.
They're getting Paul Gascoigne on it for the Christmas special. So
I know.
They've just stolen our podcast ambitions and done it for their Christmas special.
A strongly worded letter, you know?
I think Raoul Moat might be making an appearance as well. You never know. You know the clout that those guys have got. Bring people back from the dead of Rothbury.
Yeah, you'd be top of the viewing figures with them.
But do you remember when he went on the radio and like called him out for that? But Gaza.
Yeah,
he was like, Raoul Moat, how are you? Just bring yourself in. We'll go and fishing. We'll get a book of the KFC.
He turned up with the fishing rod at the police off stand.
Off stand.
I wonder if they'll talk about that.
Well, I doubt it. Like,
I don't know. It can be quite a morbid show sometimes.
Really?
Yeah, they talk about mortality a lot.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what we're doing, right?
I was interested in that Raoul Moat thing. Like, it was good TV for a while. I'm not glad it happened.
For a day and a half.
Yeah. Similar like
I remember the armed police, like, going down Canton Road.
And it was Rothby's a sleepy little village as well. Mm-hmm. And for that to happen, it's crazy. Like, you know, CSI Rothby. It's like, there'll be like one hedge dispute and a shooting.
DCI Constable McFadden or something.
Drive-by
like
shouting once. We went to Rothby when we were younger in school, again, plunging in the rivers.
Well, just for a plunge?
But literally, the
did you have to
was
sign
about,
permission slips for that?
They said it was something educational, but what we were doing was wading in rivers. It's pretty fun, it was a fun day. Fuck waste time. It was
I remember we did it. This was in the sixth form as well. We did a trip to London. It was meant to be an educational trip. For like go to the theatre and stuff like that. Uh-huh. And they just took us to Covent Gardens and said, right, lads, you can do what you want for 4 hours. And so obviously we just went to the
Johnny
pub.
Boys out.
we just went to the pub. It was Christmas time as well. So just sat in the pub and got really pissed.
How old
were you? Just turned 18. But then we were the year above, and there was like the year below, so like most of them couldn't go to the pubs. We were like,
that was like when we left assembly. When we left assembly, bloody, I was only 17. Like when we left sixth form, so I had to get people to go to the bathrooms and
really
into the whole year. It was really embarrassing. Yeah, still got away with it though.
You still got that baby face though.
Hey, I know. Sam, I was having Sam last night, and he didn't get IDs, and he goes, "I always get a bit upset when I don't get ID."
Was it the hairline?
It must be, man. I said to him because he's balding, and then all my dad's mates kept trying to push his hair back. He fucking hated it, man.
Oh dear.
Not the manager though, because he's too quick.
Yeah, he is light.
Black belt gosh. Comes in handy then.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
We've got Donald Duck with us, haven't we?
it's Scrooge McDuck, actually.
You know when Scrooge McDuck dives into them coins?
Yeah. Would it not hurt?
Yeah, there's the coins piled on top of each other doesn't become a liquid just because it's in a swimming pool.
Yeah.
You'd break your beak.
It's not real, though, is it?
It is Looney Tunes, say it.
Yeah, no, how can a duck get rich as well? Yeah. That's something you've got to question.
That's a good point, like.
Yeah, how does a duck get rich?
It's not Looney Tunes as well.
Yeah, it's Disney property, isn't it?
Yeah.
Scrooge McDuck's Looney Tunes, isn't he?
No, you're thinking of Daffy Duck.
I'm thinking of Daffy Duck.
Where's Scrooge McDuck?
He's Disney.
He's Disney.
Oh, like, is he just...
Somehow managing to make him talk as well, which is actually a much harder skill than you. Yeah.
Well, I reckon if a duck could talk, you'd make a fucking pretty penny.
Nah, someone would exploit him.
Oh, it'd be like a Don King manager, situation, yeah.
Do you not think Aaron's got a bit of a Don King hairstyle going?
No.
No? Did he not have like that? It definitely had blonde tips.
Aaron's bleached his hair.
It is Slim Shady.
Blonde tips is a bit of a stretch.
So,
fucking day.
As this will inevitably come out after Christmas, what have you got?
I'm going to try and squeeze it. Well, this year is going a lot better than last year. Because last year I tried to do all my Christmas shopping after like a 50-hour week in 3 days on Christmas Eve, and then I had a seizure. So that's not going to happen, hopefully.
You had a seizure?
I had a seizure Christmas Eve.
You had a shopping seizure?
I had a shopping seizure. I felt I was in the...
Primark?
No, it was a seizure. I was at the bottom, do you know Warwick Street, the flea circus?
Yeah.
In there. I was bent down, I was looking at the records, and I came up really quick, and I had about 8 hours sleep in a week. And then, just as I was walking around to the till, I just collapsed, had a seizure, and like broke loads of glass. And had to go to hospital.
No. Really?
Have I not told you this? It's been a year.
No, it's if you're only telling us this
I've
now.
I've definitely told you this before.
Was this last year?
Last Christmas?
I had a seizure.
The very next day, it faded away.
Seizure? I hardly know.
Right, well, don't do that again.
So far, I've managed to get everyone a joke present, but not everyone a proper present yet. So I've got that tomorrow.
I'm doing great, mate. Yeah. I've managed to get Charlotte to buy Helen's present, me mum to buy me grandma's present, Bethany to buy me mum's present, and I've just got me dad to go.
Well, he's not going to buy his own present, is he?
I'll put my finger out and I'll buy a present.
Have you at least given them money to buy this present? Or you just...
They'll get it.
So you've managed to do all your Christmas shopping without actually shopping.
I just buy proxy. No.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. Nice.
It's about delegating, which makes me a really good manager.
This is boycott Amazon year as well.
Same
as last year and the year before, but every year I get an Amazon voucher or something like that.
Yeah, and I've been going through a couple of eBays.
I'm getting a £50 Mark Barks and Sparks voucher.
Barks and Sparks.
Mark and Sparks. From work.
For a steak, that.
I know. Like, the average age in our office is
cheeky
like
bag of
29. Why is Marks and Sparks? You know what I mean? I'm going to get a fucking dressing gown.
Why not?
Yeah, maybe I could do with one.
I didn't see just one creepy little butt cheek heading up the stairs every second day.
You see that every day?
Probably.
Just the one butt cheek.
Maybe on a 36-hour cycle.
It's just in the darkness of the shadows.
In the underpants.
Once every 5 or 6 showers, is it? Oh, fuck. You see him bounding up the stairs.
You love it, you slut.
Get away.
call people a slut.
Do you want a link to the Ask the Swansies?
If you want, like, expose some to a podcast. I mean, there was quite a lot of post editing last time, wasn't there?
I think your last would also like a Ask the Swansies.
Lloyd, what did you get for the missus this year?
I got a onesie and it's got a little butt flap.
For pooping.
Fucking more than pooping, I'll tell you that for free.
And scooping.
Oh, Christ. she's really pleased with it.
Nice. Yeah. Well, have you already given each other Christmas presents?
I'll give her the ass as well.
All right, have you got her anything else? Was it just that?
Just that, mate.
Fair. No. What, is she getting you anything?
That.
She's
already got me a present by wearing the ass.
We're not doing presents this year.
Yeah, we said the same thing. Yeah.
That's a trap, isn't it?
Also her birthday on January 1st, so...
Well, you're going to have to get
that's double presents, isn't it?
You've been sold up the river here.
Do you reckon? She's going to get you a present, you know?
She's having your...
I think... she's given us a Christmas card. And we're going on holiday in first week of January as well, so...
Where are you going, like?
Glasgow. Oh. If COVID allows.
Have a working holiday there, then?
No. I don't work. I'm not going to go into a bakery. I'm just going to... Can I work for free for a couple of days? You short staffed.
So your busman's holding it.
It's just, it's so magical up here. It's amazing. It's so snowy. Didn't realize it could snow this much in one place.
Welcome to Lapland.
Santa!
Ho, ho, ho.
I didn't think you were real.
I've always been real, Billy.
You're not one of those fake ones with the big beards, are you?
No.
You know, not ones you just see around shopping centres and that.
No, this is the real thing.
The real thing.
Ho, ho, ho.
You don't mind me asking, Santa. You sound a bit like you're from Newcastle. Santa, you've got heritage there.
Well, you know.
You must be related to Steve Bruce.
I am. Not many people know this, but I'm related to Steve Bruce.
I can see it now. It's the cabbage head. It's uncanny.
He's taken over when I die. He's a caretaker, Santa, yeah.
Oh, that's not great.
So, Billy, what would you want for Christmas?
Oh, I haven't really thought about that too much, you know. I've only got a few more Christmases to go, so...
Well, let's make this the most special one.
I best have some medication as my stocking filler, then.
It's always with the fucking Parkinson's.
Well, when you've got Parkinson's, Santa, you tend to think about it. It's on your mind constantly.
I'm being insensitive, Billy, of course.
Do you know the good thing is you can make light of yourself and you can make some jokes. So one of my favourite jokes is... What are you saying? One of my favourite jokes is... Why do I, as Billy Connolly, make the best milkshakes?
Why?
Because I've got the finest quality ingredients. It's not because of my Parkinson's. There's some great man had some Parkinson's, you know.
Like who?
Hitler, he had Parkinson's. And Parkinson.
Parkinson, your good friend, did he also have Parkinson's?
Yeah, he did.
Well, it's life in intimidating art, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Oh, I got my phone is going. Oh, it's little Sam.
I know you're a busy man, Sam, but... Oh, wait, this is my Christmas list.
2 seconds, I'll be down.
How about we redo this section?
Did it go down a bit?
you're gonna face a fucking lawsuit one day, you are, like.
What, say Billy Connolly has got Parkinson's?
he admits it himself.
Admits. Statement. Yeah, no, I mean, it's comedy, man. It flies. I can't help but laugh. But Jesus Christ, we need to think of some other lines on that.
No, I'm not a comedic genius like Billy is that?
Oh, mate, I tell you what, you're funnier than me, though.
Hey! Sam's got to save the podcast.
Sam's here to save the podcast.
Just like Chris. Oh, yes, please.
Nah, you're not getting the mic, though.
Yeah.
Oh, he's just going to have to be light background noise again.
Are we doing that bit? Was that fine?
Oh, I don't know. Like,
we'll come back to it later, Aaron.
Yeah, we'll just do more bit stuff.
We'll just give it another run in about 15 minutes.
I'll try not to make Parkinson jokes.
So I was telling you earlier, I was at... mate, you've got to make the Parkinson.
Well, I've already made one now.
I don't know why Avian's so opposed to Parkinson.
Yeah, well, or PC principles.
If anything, we're spreading awareness about
it. Have you watched the South Park COVID special one?
It's
like 40 years later and they're all adults.
Mate, don't tell me this shit, man. I don't want to have spoilers.
Well, that's just the premise of the episode. Yeah. It's not really a spoiler. Well, I tell you what, they kill Kenny.
Which happens a lot. Cartman also becomes...
What?
No, let's not tell him about that. Oh. That's funny. That's nice. Yeah. They do kill Kenny, though.
Mate, no, I'm not. You'll be watching shit. That's like fucking 35 years old.
What, like Lord
and
of the
I'll
Rings.
Just be describing.
And he knows I haven't seen it.
I'll just be
like,
describing
the next
what?
Critical moment in the plot. Mm. Of,
no, I don't do that.
Have you ever seen Sugar Man? Yeah, it's the documentary about Rodriguez. Searching for Sugar Man. Great film. First time I'm watching it, and I was like about 2/3 of the way through, and I was like, it was still unclear if this mystic figure was like alive or not. And then, it was just amazing. And then Cal just walks in and is like, oh, they find him in the end, don't they? He's just like living in Detroit. So I was like, for fuck's sake, Cal. He's completely ruined it.
Bruce Willis was always a ghost.
My dad spoiled that one.
I tend to see plot spoilers coming.
I'm quite good at clocking them, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
It depends what it is, though.
Like Shalamalamalam.
Shalamalamalamalam. What's his best one? What's his best twist apart from seeing dead people? I don't know if I've ever seen
Bop
another
that
movie.
Bop It 3.
Yeah. What is it like? Twist it. Yeah. Bop it.
Push it.
What's the twist? Oh, squeeze twist it.
Hey! He's too fast for us.
Welcome
to the best joke of the podcast.
We're getting them out early.
This is the flattest Christmas party I've ever had.
What? There wasn't a one before.
There was pretty good the one before.
What did we talk about? Maybe we could just reuse some of that whole material.
I don't remember.
Well, this is why you don't get drunk the night before a podcast, Louis.
I was fucking mild yesterday.
There were some... light refreshments.
How shit were the bands upstairs in Xerox?
Was it live music? Was
they
it?
There was live music, but they may as well have not been. Like, they were fucking shit. Like, I can almost assure you they're not. Have you got? Are you Christmas peeving this year?
I guess so. Well,
I'm not.
Have we got any plans?
High
Street. I don't know if restrictions have got to be something that might be getting worse and stronger. I don't if they do. I don't think it'll be before Christmas, be in January.
It'll be grand. You won't even die. Just a load of people getting it.
That's the Lloyd Holmes code.
You can get it.
You can get it.
Me and Ari would have been
that's a bad name, the Lloyd Holmes variant.
The Lloyd Holmes variant.
Not a pill filled in.
Injected. Did you say that? Did you?
No. Right, no.
Sam, can you come close to the microphone and just repeat that?
This was the context.
Let the guy speak.
This was the context. So when I was with Jade, we went back to her parents' house once, and I was like, "Oh, I can't even remember the names now." "Oh, cheers, Pabs, what were you doing the weekend?" And I was like, "Oh, we're at the protest." I was like, "Oh, that's cool that you're doing that." He was like, "Yeah, man, it was great. You just see your mates, drink some cans, defensive statues." So, like, I think, like, a lot of, like, I think you were at the BML. It was just Jay's parents on the other side, throwing shit. They were cunts, Emula.
Do you remember when we had that quite heated argument about statues? Where were we? We were in like the Central Oven Shaker or something like that.
Oh yeah,
just having a drink.
Perfect battle. And
it was quite quiet. Like, it was quite a quiet
political
night.
Political discussion.
And it was just
yeah.
Me and Lloyd having this quite heated debate over espresso martinis. No, I can't remember. It was about Armstrong. It was about Armstrong, wasn't
Silver
it?
Man. Yeah, no, it was about. It wasn't particularly about statues. It was about if you do something morally corrupt, does it undo all the good you've done? It was a lot about that Bristol guy.
But also
you were
like,
saying Armstrong was a weapons dealer.
Should you be idolised in bronze for, you know, generations after your death as well?
I don't really think people do idolise statues, though. Like, I think it's more of that's
why they get put up.
What?
Because some people idolise them.
Well,
you know, where it's like, oh, the parish council erected this statue because they like this priest or whatever.
I worship the parish council.
No, the parish council worship you, Louise.
Bethany got in trouble with Hazelrig Parish Council.
What, for getting things lit?
No, man. She was back from Bristol for like 2 days. She'd went drinking in the woods and left in an absolute state. And then I was on Facebook and for some reason Hazelrig Parish Council popped up in my newsfeed going, "Whoever's doing this, please stop." And then I text Bethany, who was then back in Bristol, was this you? And she was like, "Yeah."
So did she actually get in trouble, or they just...
No, she's just wanted...
She evaded it.
She's a highly wanted person in Hazelrig.
Why Hazelrig?
I don't know. She's just got a load of knacker friends as well.
That live in Hazelrig?
Yeah. Well, she's been asking for a mention on the podcast with me months now, so there you go, Bethany.
I feel like she's had a couple, but they've always been edited out.
Aye, well, she has epilepsy. She loves the seizure.
Yeah. Bet she does.
She's going out with this marine. Yeah. And I was like, oh. She's going out with this marine. I was like, oh, he's a marine. I went like, tell us about him, like, how tall is he? She was like, oh, 5'6". And I was like, fuck,
anyone in the
marine. 5'6" marine. Was it the paddling pool division?
Strictly shallow ends.
he's got a little bumper duckies on his hands. Fuck's sake. It's like one of them, it's become like one of them shit radio shows, you know, that play all that. Right, I want them clapping along, guys. Right, Abby loves this song.
Can I get a reference point as well?
But I don't understand how you can hate Stop the Cavalry. Like, I wish I was at home for Christmas.
Oh, do you know what we should do?
What?
Oh yeah.
And all your stockings on the wall.
Oh yeah, you know, stockings.
I like when
the
real key change goes. Are you hanging up your stockings on the wall? Are you hanging all your stockings
on the wall? Are you hanging all your stockings?
I can feel this kind of. Are you Mulligan as well? Hey, Mr. Churchill, comes over here.
This is fucking terrible, this. Not even a single run through. You literally never played this together.
Pretty much. Ames Churchill comes over here to say we're doing splendidly, but it's very cold out here in the snow, watching to and from the enemy. Oh, I say it's tough, I have had enough, can you stop the cavalry?
Okay, I've got an idea. I'll start with this in my mouth.
Okay. This is going to sound fucking
better. I'm like really into the mic, yeah?
Hey, Mr. Churchill comes over here to say we're doing splendidly, but it's very cold out here in the snow, marching to and from the enemy. Oh, I say it's tough, I have had enough, can you stop the cavalry? I have had to fight almost every night out through all these centuries. That when they'll say, oh yes, yet again, can you stop for cavalry? Mary. You missed, you didn't even let us do the next line. You came in so early.
Right,
I'll point. I'll point it. Don't use the duck.
I'm definitely using the duck.
That's what it is.
Right, okay.
One more time, from the top. Oh,
okay. Should we do the middle eight bit, the chorus?
No, I was meant to be... No, you need to do one, then I need to do Mary Bradley Waits at Home.
Okay. Where are we going to go?
Right, we'll just go from the start, but... Hey, Mr. Churchill, comes over here. Fucking put me off!
If you're in time.
I'm fucking, right, just shut up.
Should we go a bit slower, right?
I love this like, learning from the complete, like, the bottom. Oh, it's great. Anyway, carry on, sorry.
Hey, Mr. Churchill comes over here to say we're doing splendidly, but it's very cold out here in the snow, marching to and from the enemy. Oh, I say it's tough, I have had enough, can you stop the cavalry? I have had to fight almost every night out through all these centuries. That when they say, oh yes, yet again, can you stop the cavalry? Mary Bradley waits at home in the nuclear fallout zone. Wish I could be dancing now in the arms of the girl I love. I wish I was at home for Christmas.
It's Christmas.
Do the duck. Bang, that's another bomb on another town, tearing Jim half tea. If I get home, live to tell a tale, I'll run all four presidencies. But if I get elected, I will stop the cavalry. I wish I was at home for Christmas. Yeah, I thought it went brilliantly. That's a great song, right? You know,
it's really hard, like trying to unlock your phone whilst playing guitar and picking up a kazoo at the same time.
If anyone can do it, Duncan, you can.
You are.
You will.
What? Oh. Why are you calling me old?
I've never seen you with a working phone.
It works fine. It just doesn't stay on for ages. And I'm also playing
guitar. In Duncan's defense, the phone just locked. And John, your phone's shit.
No, just call me old for having a shit phone.
She comes in here.
Well, you're not getting a Christmas hug.
I already got a Christmas hug. You haven't
really
part of it.
That was fun. That was the most fun I've had.
Whatever.
I think we should leave all three takes in there.
At Christmas.
we didn't do the harmonica version.
Oh, it's cool. We can do that later. We can do that later.
All right, we'll knock it in a bit of Winter Song. Yeah. I think, you know. Does the letter not have any harmonica in it? It seems like that's sort of the sort of type of 60s song to have that.
You can always squeeze a bit of harmonica.
Yeah, yeah, I can imagine so, yeah.
Did you tell Next Door to shut up? Why?
Abby's beefing with Next Door.
Oh, they were being loud, man. It was like 2 in the morning on a Thursday. We were trying to get some sleep.
They moved furniture about.
Mate, it sounds like they're in our house.
Why?
I banged on the door and this lass comes out and I was like, hi, can you guys please keep it down? And she was like, yeah, 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 sorry.
Weren't they hoovering?
I don't fucking know. Yeah, it was fucking hoovering. And I was like, yo, man, can you keep it down? You guys do this a lot.
Also, Charlotte, it's a Google Geese comes Pixel, out, whatever it's called.
He's like maybe 16. He starts screaming at us, being like, I'm going to fucking bang you out, man, all this kind of shit.
Bang you out.
Yeah, I'm going to bang you out.
You get it.
Yeah. He was rather slender for that sort of
chat.
Oh, he wasn't.
He's a big fat
gun,
isn't he?
Oh, he was fucking...
The little small one.
Nah.
See, Arian told the story to me like the kid was 25 and then I saw him.
No, he's like 15. 16 or something.
He's got, he's 16 just got the with the body of a 35-year-old man.
Arian came like... the next morning, I'm gonna fuck chin that kid.
I was riled in the heat of the moment, man. I was riled.
Fuck it was guy. The next morning.
It was a long moment. Oh,
that's the second
dear.
One you've done.
No, the oh other dear.
Little spillage on Isle Lloyd.
So I was talking to Ben. He was telling me about his piano debut. and that was in our sixth form leaving do. And it was this girl, Carl Blackburn, who I've never fancied so much in my fucking life. But I look like Kim Jong Il's uncle then.
No, so little brother.
Little. Some fat Asian kid. You know? So she didn't really fancy me. So because she didn't fancy me, I was just like, oh, well, I'm just going to be a dick then.
Nice rational approach.
Wow.
Cause, you
and
know,
they say chivalry is dead.
Because, you know, I'm growing up like that, you know. And and then Ben had stayed up all night, like, on Scorpius amount of drugs and stuff, and forgot how to play the piano. For her daft little song, yeah. So she's, like, arguing with Ben, like, chewing his lips off, going, you ruined it, Ben! He's playing and it's going fucking terribly. And I just stick my lighter in the air. And a load
show
of people
support.
Started doing it, creasing, laughing, everyone. And then I took a lot of the shine off Ben because then I got the blame for ruining it. And then this kid went up to Ben after the calamity of the thing and went, you know what, Ben? I thought that was really good. Avant-garde. You know, like. It was not the notes you played, but the notes you didn't play.
Not necessarily in the right order.
Did you watch the Alan Hull documentary?
No, it's got Sam Fender in it. I didn't want to watch it just because of that.
Mate, Sam Fender in that comes over thick as mint. Like, honestly. No, mate, it's obviously, like when they're talking to him, it's like, so Lindisfarne there, and he just goes, no way! Like, that's his response to everything, no! It's like the weirdest, like, talking head in the world. He's like, I just can't believe this, man. The Foreman and Whitley Bay.
It's not exactly like what I would put down as, like, Sam Fender's list of inspirations, or you can't really hear it in him, can you?
It's just literally like, it seems like he's got a checklist of Geordie things, and he's just went, I'm going to tick off all of them boxes.
Yeah, this is my most sort of biggest selling point of brand is that I'm from the Northeast.
Yeah.
Despite the shit music.
I know. I think he's quite nice. He seems like quite a nice guy.
Just seems like a normal music lad.
To be honest, me and Harry, I don't think I've even listened to it. Me and Harry were discussing it, and I think if he wasn't popular, I wouldn't actually think he's that bad.
Yeah.
But I'm just annoyed that he's popular, because he's shit.
Yeah. Well, that's how people get popular, isn't it? By being shit.
That's a very small dress.
Oh, yeah.
Is it size too small, that? It's corset, is it?
Fucking hell.
A corset at Christmas.
I was dressed as slutty at Christmas.
I was saying more for the food.
Oh, but Jesus.
Hail Mary.
It's not moving up the. It's not moving up from the bottom.
I feel like these podcasts always get interjected with.
What people come
wardrobe changes or.
Do you want to refreshments?
Refresh.
Do you want to try on the Astros one?
Duck squads.
Do you want to try on the?
I've still got this.
I think I'd stretch it out a bit.
It's more like. Yeah. It turns
Wait,
out.
Why have you got it?
It's just coming here at night. So.
All right.
Should we have a quick Christmas quiz?
I will have a Christmas.
Go on
quiz.
Then. Oh yes, please. Peroni, please, man.
Peroni, please.
Yeah. Okay.
In the black fridge.
Little fridge.
All right, here we go.
Say black fridge.
Here we go.
I was like, can he say black fridge? Like, fucking PC principal over here.
Good job he wasn't listening.
It's probably a good thing I wasn't listening.
Or Parkinson's fridge.
Yeah, okay. Right, so how are we going
to
do this?
I used to think of myself as quite PC, but obviously not since starting this podcast.
You definitely got worse.
How do you want to do this? Should we do this with, like, you guys want to buzz in? Or do we do one each?
We'll have audio buzzers.
Yeah, we got the duck and we got the harmonica, yeah?
Thank you. The duck. Okay, Sam, you can't call it the darker fridge.
It's the implication.
Woo!
You look good.
What's the occasion?
Engaged to the wedding.
Oh, that's nice.
Who's getting married?
Oh, not fucking me, like.
You've never met them?
Are you just officiating?
Are you crashing a wedding?
I'm doing, like, ethereal glitter bar
there. Ethereal glitter bar.
Woo! It's yours now. Okay, so how do you want to do this? Yeah, you want to buzz in, yeah?
Duncan, can you test your buzzer, please?
Oh, that's a bit loud. Okay, a little bit less. Yeah, that's perfect. If you can
Lloyd,
buzz.
Can you test your buzzer, please?
Can I have a buzzer?
No, you're not in the quiz, Sam. Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know about that. Like.
Right.
Well, you're gonna have to come over and speak into a mic then with your answers then if you're gonna be part
of
this.
Okay.
He'll shout him out and I'll speak it into
the mic. Oh no, that sounds like shit.
Give him the wrong answer.
Okay. Yeah, sit down, Sam.
I know where this is going.
Right, okay, so question number one. In the film Home Alone, where are the McAllisters?
Joe Pesci.
Oh, damn it, I was gonna have that.
You get one wrong answer each, okay? So I'll let you back in if you get one more, but otherwise you're out, okay? I'm gonna finish my question. In Home Alone, where are the McAllisters going on vacation when
France, Paris.
Yes, that is correct.
I was gonna say Aspen.
No, that's the other one. Where
can you not even use it? Oh, well, it looks like you're out then, Sam.
Sam has forfeited the quiz as he can't play the kazoo.
Disqualified for a faulty buzzer.
I both steal this. Right, come on, let's go.
Question two. In the movie It's a Wonderful Life, what happened every time a bell rang?
An angel lost its wings.
No,
gained its wings.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I'm going to go with an angel gained its wings.
You know what? I'm just going to brush over that question.
Yeah, he didn't do his buzzer.
Right.
Yeah, but you also you gave two answers. You only had to give one answer.
We'll share that point to mine then.
An angel lost its
wings. I'm not saying this.
It's a bit macabre.
All right, which country? You ready? Which country did eggnog come from? That's
Portugal.
It's incorrect. Anyone else?
I'm going to wild guess and say Canada.
No.
America.
No.
Is it Eastern European?
No.
Why? Just tell us.
No.
Russia.
No.
Not Eastern European.
No. Scotland.
Italy.
No.
England.
Yes.
Oh,
no point.
Who drinks eggnog?
Not us.
Oh, the fucking Americans, mate.
America.
The mad eggnog crack.
Go on, Quizmaster.
Which country started the tradition of putting up a Christmas tree?
Sweden?
No.
Norway?
No. What's the name of the main villain in The Nightmare Before Christmas?
The Boogeyman?
No.
The main villain?
Harvey Weinstein.
No.
No.
How many gifts in total were given in the
answer, though, yeah. Can't you? You're not giving us the answer. That was the last
so the answer to the Christmas trees was Germany. Yeah. Okay, and the bad guy in The Nightmare Before Christmas is Oogie Boogie.
Oh, that's what I thought.
So Oogie far Boogie. We've got 1 point out of 4 questions.
That's Oogly Boogly.
Oogly Boogly.
What's the next question?
How many gifts in total were given in the 12 Days of Christmas song?
It's like 365, something like that.
Oh, it's 364. I'll let you off. That's one wrong. That's one. I'll give you the point for that, Duncan.
I was
going
to get 12. I'm so hungover.
You should have done closest to.
No, we'll give Duncan a point there. I'll give you 3-0.
I just love Christmas.
There better be some Astor's onesie questions coming up, like. Shut the fuck up, Sam. What are you doing?
Put it in H.
Right, let's do it.
Right, okay. TV round.
Ooh.
Who proposes to who in the 2008 Gavin and Stacey Christmas special?
Ness proposes to Smithy.
No.
Oh, that's a new one. Oh,
Gavin to Stacey?
No.
I don't know.
Stacey's Gavin.
No. Points are off.
Is it Uncle, what's his name?
Oh! Uncle Vester. Oh, I know it's
is it when they go on the fishing
Dave
trip?
Coaches. Dave coaches to Ness.
Yes. No point. No point.
What?
All right, I'll give you the point.
Yeah, 3-1, baby.
Okay. Which Simpsons family member delivered Channel 4's annual alternative?
Homer.
No.
Finish the question. Channel 4's alternative Christmas.
Which Simpsons
message?
Family member delivered Channel 4's annual alternative Christmas message in 2004?
Fucking Krusty the Clown, I don't know.
No.
It's Bart, isn't it?
No, it's Marge.
But Midge. Hey,
Midge. Hey, Midge. Right, let's go.
Okay, another round. We're going to go with Christmas literature. In Harry Potter.
Dickens.
Duncan wins. In Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, what did the Dursleys...
Wizard chess. Romania.
Will you
dragons.
3 points to Duncan. That's got to be like 6-1 now, yeah?
Well, can you finish the question?
What do the Dursleys give Harry?
A cream pie.
Drive Dursley, you great prune.
The Dursleys give Harry? I don't know. A roof for over Chris, his head. He's a grateful bastard.
It was a 50 pence coin.
Ooh. That's a good book's that late. Right.
So what are we saying? But the boots are
yes. Have you not got jabs?
No, I did.
Yeah, Charlotte got jabbed twice. They had no record of a second jab.
I had to get it
did three
times.
Oh, so you've got your booster.
No, it's not a booster. It's a full-blown second jab on repeat.
Are they not the same things, though? Just know, second jab and the booster, is it?
The booster's like, yeah. She's fucking vaccinated, that girl. Like.
I
have
all the antibodies.
They can
find the cure in my blood.
Well, you've just announced it on a... publicly accessible podcast.
accessible and access to two different things in this case.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Is it the kind of thing that somebody finds in like documentary research in 30 years? And they're like, we should have known.
We should have known. Damn it, the answer was under our nose the whole time on Spotify.
We've had a rule of 6 in the pubs for 29 years.
I'm sick of my bubble.
All of this
so
surveillance.
Sick of my bubble. They're just such knobs. Like. I was meant to be in Dublin, but they went back to Rule of 6.
Have they? Were you meant to go to Dublin?
I was meant to be in Dublin right now.
Are they in Rule of 6, are they?
Same with Ian. We're going to go see Black Country New Road.
It's got the fastest growing population in the world, Dublin.
Is it?
Yeah, it's always Dublin.
No.
It's Dublin. Yeah. It's Dublin every year.
Oh, is it Dublin every year?
So I fucking hell. So I was, and then I keep getting pestered by Ryanair. Like, you've got to get your tests, mate.
You get your jab.
Since you've been to Dublin, and I haven't been to Dublin.
So no test.
No test. Because it was great. Cause I was thinking, you know, I'm really excited for this little trip, and then fucking over like that. Drop the hat. I don't know if Aiden's coming back. Like, he will be, I presume.
For Christmas. So,
the thing is, see, I had to get a test there, and then it came in positive. I would have to isolate
there for 2 weeks.
For 2 weeks, and I would have missed Christmas.
That just would have been.
It's just not. Aiden would have went home for Christmas, so I would have been left
in Dublin by yourself.
Oh no, you'd fully just have to infect him. Be like, oh, Aiden, man, I'm sorry, I didn't know. You've got to stay with him.
Oh no, there's like the three for Christmas. He's last would love that.
A white Christmas, it would be.
Oh, he's done it again.
What are you doing?
Stop slamming the beers down, you fucking spaniel.
You're not that much of a lad.
You're fucking scoop, yeah.
I'm a fucking lad, later. All right. Oh.
Woo. Fucking daft, lad.
Should we have another song?
No,
we will. We've got lots to talk about. We've done the quiz. We've had a song. We started talking about House of Gucci before we started the podcast. And now all of our intellect is out the window.
I've literally got nothing. No, we'll have a... What?
Dignity.
Come on, even the guy. So, hang on. So, we've got a quick film review from Dunks. How's House of Gucci?
Questionable. Do you know, I didn't actually know that much about, like, the history of the Gucci family.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, like, no, it's not that common knowledge. But it's quite interesting. There's assassinations in it. Like, there's that.
I find it quite interesting that they went and gave a bunch of interviews for a movie to be made, and then as soon as the movie was made, they were like, this is all bullshit. None of this happened.
Did they?
Yeah, they just come out and they slated it in the press saying, oh, this is all...
The Gucci family complained that they had ugly people like Al Pacino portraying Gucci family members. They genuinely complained, was like, how could ugly people represent Gucci? Like, one of the greatest actors of the 20th century. Oh, fair enough, it's now the 21st century.
I'm never buying Gucci
like,
again.
It's just like Megan Fox and just like people like that, just terribly acted but gorgeous.
I mean, like Jared Leto, just like...
Oh,
really
do an impression of Joe Leto.
He's just like, I don't. It's like a really bad Italian accent. It's like, you know, like that episode of Family Guy where he goes into the Italian deli and he's like, bippity bappity boo. It's kind of a bit like that. He's like, why are you under Mr. Trust Me? It's like, Mario is speaking. And it's like, proper got that really bad intonation.
Was that Bob Hoskins did the fucking Mario movie?
Do you know what? Less offensive.
Like, Bob Hoskins is such a, like, adored, acclaimed actor. And he was like, yeah, I'm going to do Super Mario.
Bob Hoskins.
Tell you what, on the subject of films, saw the new Venom. It's pretty shit.
Pretty shit. Well, I've seen...
Has anyone seen any films we liked?
Apparently Spider-Man's the best film
ever
made.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for the stream to come out.
Yeah,
yeah,
Superman Collins.
Yes, well, that's well. Spider-Man, the best film ever made.
Oh, it's not going
to
be like, though, is
well,
it?
Well, to be fair,
it's going to be those fans.
I will reference another Ann Collins quote, which was... what's he called? Sean Connery died. He goes, rip Sean Connery. And then he goes, my favourite film is A League of Gentlemen, right?
Extraordinary Gentlemen.
The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. And then he goes, he truly was an extraordinary man.
That film
was critically panned. Like, he quit his acting career after that film because it was so bad. He truly was an extraordinary gentleman.
Wow.
me.
He's no Mark Kermode, is he?
me and Sam went to see
Last Night in Soho. I hear that's good. I like Edgar Wright's films.
I love Edgar Wright. It was really 60s. Yeah. Cilla Black was in it. Not
is
the actual
she?
Cilla Black.
An actress
playing Cilla Black.
Yeah.
You know what? I spent all of last week, one day, listening to only Cilla Black. And
did you?
A really nice day.
Was it like Blind Date?
No, she was singing.
Oh, isn't it lovely? Isn't it lovely?
Hey, she's a Scouse, you know? I don't know why she speaks like that.
Yeah, it's a weird Scouse.
It's a really weird Scouse.
It's like from Hull. A Scouser from Hull.
No, but she's
most dangerous kind.
Very good singer. I went home a couple of months ago.
There was like a biopic about Cilla Black a few years ago.
Was it?
That was quite good.
Not
actually.
Allowed to say Cilla Black anymore.
Cilla I hardly know her.
It's not fridges.
Wouldn't call her black. She's not a fridge.
See, loads of people will listen to this. They'll be like, it's definitely racist, but I'm just not sure why.
Some people will listen to this.
The four people who will listen to this.
But, no, that's the confusing thing. There's something offensive with
you can't pinpoint it.
On a transcript where it's offensive, you get away with it.
See, you hear people complain about cancel culture, but. By the way, I circled to the room.
Are we just proving that there's no such thing as cancel culture?
Yeah, exactly.
We're proof that
you're not working
hard
enough. If this podcast's still going in a year's time, cancel culture has failed society.
We're coming up to the third season.
we're gonna get funding and everything.
No, but yeah.
Arts Council application.
Yeah, One Night Show was really good. The singing was really good, and it had a twist.
Do you know the
Which
scene?
That's all coming.
Do you know the scene where they're dancing and they're like changing?
Yeah.
Apparently that was done like live action, no CGI in that. They just like cleverly sort of pan like an arm across the screen, the camera,
yeah.
And then they swap actors during the dance.
It wasn't like a situation where one actor just went, "May I cut in?"
No, it was like they probably had to like choreograph it. What, like you last night?
Yeah, me last night, and that guy dragging me away every 2 minutes. Good dancing.
That's time for a song. Come on, let's do a song.
Right, come on.
You driving home for Christmas?
Oh,
I know the chords.
Do you know what amazes me about that song? It was written by someone from Middlesbrough.
Mate, honestly, I think it's up there with the best Christmas.
Oh yeah, it's definitely up there.
I love that.
But
song.
Like, you're driving home to Middlesbrough for Christmas.
You guys can spitball it.
Right. Alvin's playing guitar. My God.
Whoa, professional.
This is a podcast first.
Is it?
We're gonna have to pay him.
I can give it a go. Like,
we can the actual guitar player. Damn them Christmas. Right. I'll tell you what, we'll do a versus.
Tap to toll and tail lights.
We've got to out smoggy each other. Ourselves.
Are you going to do the first one? Are we going to do like a real mellow version?
Should we do a mellow version?
Driving home for Christmas. Oh, I can't wait to see those faces. I'm driving home for Christmas, yeah. Well, I'm moving down the line. And it's been so long. But I will be there, I'll sing this song to pass the time away. Driving in my car, driving home for Christmas. It's gonna take some time, but I'll get there.
So much pausing.
When I get through,
top to toe and tailbacks.
There we go.
Oh, that red light's on the run. But soon there'll be a freeway. Get my feet on holy ground.
So I sing for you, though you can hear me when I get through. I don't really know the rhythm of it.
Driving in my car, driving home for Christmas. Duncan doesn't know this melody whatsoever. With a thousand memories. I take a look at the drive next to me. Have I missed the line?
I think that was meant to be before the break.
Why, Duncan, take over.
top to toe and tail lights. Oh, I got red lights all around. I'm driving home for Christmas, yeah. Got my feet on holy ground. So I sing, oh, you, though you can hear me when I get through and I feel you near me. Driving in my car, driving home for Christmas with a thousand memories. I take a look, you're driving next to me. He's just the same. He's driving home for Christmas.
So fucking hell, sung that one.
That's better than it usually goes. Isn't it?
Well, just take the last Christmas song. What is the best Christmas song?
We'll send that out with some egg on it.
Demo. You got a Christmas song?
Which is Mona Gaza. Re-releases.
Yeah. Oh, we should have changed Driving Home to Gaza.
That could be the name of the podcast. That could be the name of the episode.
Driving Home to Gascoigne, yeah. You know, he used to play for Middlesbrough.
Did he?
No. Yeah, he did.
Fucking no, he did. This he is did. Like Gareth Gates is no, from Gateshead no. all over again. Paul Gascoigne. You just make stuff
Paul,
up.
Paul Gascoigne used to play for Middlesbrough. It was like his last club.
Chris Google Rea it. Used to play for Middlesbrough.
Fucking Google it right now.
Fucking will Google it.
He did.
Played for Wofford FC.
He definitely played for Middlesbrough. It was like his last club before he went proper off the rocker. Am I wrong or am I wrong?
Are you wrong?
No, I'm not. He played for Paul Gascoigne played for Middlesbrough.
Oh, he did. He did. Oh, did he? He went Rangers then Middlesbrough then Everton. Oh, I've got Ben.
Well, I'm oh, moving down fucking the time. Line.
Top to toe and tail lights, yeah.
Top to toe and tail lights. No, you come out. Where'd you get them? A shitload of proofs there, back there.
You are.
Killed the momentum a bit, hey.
Well, yeah, just fucking Ben interrupting again.
Roger's soft top.
Wait, have you got Ben buying Christmas presents for you again? Like, is it your family?
Maybe. Yeah, just come on now.
Is Mill coming?
I didn't ask.
Oh, why didn't you ask?
Well, you know what? Mill, she knows where it is. She knows what time she's meant to be here. Right, we've got gestures. Ah, you haven't heard of gestures, have you not?
What's gestures?
I'll fucking tell you, it's picking up news.
Oh, we're not playing gestures, Zach. No, oh my god, whoa.
Oh, hello. Whoa, we literally just said, it's milk.
What?
Do a Christmas sound on that little old horn.
Well, how would I do a Christmas sound?
I don't know. Well, just embody the spirit of Christmas and blow.
Embody the spirit. That one.
And Christ is born.
Oh, Jasper, by the way, is Jasper coming round?
I don't know. I can't remember who invited.
You're just gonna have a house party. We're gonna go out.
I feel. How long have this been running? Because it's going to curtail fairly soon.
We've hit 67 minutes just now.
Have we actually?
This is going to be the shortest podcast.
We've spoken about fucking nothing.
We've spoken about House of Gucci.
Right, we'll do one more.
No, whoa. I edited the last one in the end.
Duncan
claimed to do it, and he just sent us back the same fucking edit with a bunch of noise in it.
No, I didn't.
Lovely noise, but noise nonetheless that we then had to use as interjectory moments for all the bits we had to cut out. We trimmed like 20 minutes off that. You didn't touch anything.
It was over 2 hours long. The one you sent me was over 2 hours long. I got it down to an hour and 30, which is pretty fucking difficult.
Oh, we managed that.
That's me not reading the card properly. You left in me slugging Dean Collins, and I'm going to get fucked bad.
Well, apparently you said you could knock him out or something, didn't you?
No, I didn't fucking say that. I said the exact opposite. I said he was thick, but he could knock us out.
Do you know what? It's really fucking hard to like cut out everything that is like personal because you just bring up personal people every time.
Now it's a Christmas party. You get it all out on the line. Like,
you bring up people's... I've got a lot of grievances there.
You bring up people's mental health and you just laugh about that. You bring up people...
What the fuck did I do
that? You do. I just cut out about someone's depression the other week.
This is the final episode of Road to Gaza, ladies and gentlemen.
It's like the Beatles film.
The Beatles are breaking up.
Road to Gaza, get back.
There's a reunion tour booked for next year.
Should we do a Beatles song next week?
Next week.
Should we do the podcast on the roof?
Fucking freezing. Crowds of people. What are they doing up there? Shut them up.
Just really loudly. Are they?
They're taking advantage, are they? I'll show them taking advantage.
They can knock themselves out. Move dollars around. I don't care. Should we do a letter?
To who?
W.
Letter to Gaza. Give me a ticket for an airplane.
One line each.
Should we
write him a letter and do one line each?
No, I was going to sing the letter.
The letter.
Oh, by the Vox Tops.
Right,
I'm not saying let's compose a letter.
Why not? Let's do it now. Let's see what his email is.
Dear
Paul.
Contact Paul Gascoigne. That's what the internet gives us.
I hope this letter finds you well.
I remember writing
Paul Gascoigne, agent at management contact details. Here we go.
My dad knows Pete Beasley, so I think we have it in from there.
You are Bob.
I remember when I emailed the Wurzels once.
You emailed the Wurzels?
Yeah, generally, we did. Like, we asked them why they didn't do a cover of Fairy Tale in New York.
Oh, mate, we can send him an email just by his website. We could just contact him.
And the agent got back to us and they were like, they do a cover of Fairy Tale in New York. It's on the Wurzels Christmas album. And then we listened to it and it just was not Wurzels-y enough. It was too much like the original. I like the Wurzels.
Could you please do a cover?
Yeah, their agent literally got back to us.
We've already done one.
Within like 45 minutes as well.
That's a bit.
Are
there?
That'd
letter,
be
yeah?
cool.
Dear Gaza.
Dear, I hope this letter finds you well. Right, I've been a fan of yours since the Lazio days.
But I really enjoyed your time at Middlesbrough.
Been a fan of yours since the Lazio days.
Speaking of fried chicken, I had some this morning.
Fondly remember your time at Barrett. Speaking of fried chicken.
Wait, I don't get that link. Is it just Ralmo?
Yeah, I'm Ralmo link, yeah.
Yeah, we're going straight from Barrett to Ralmo. Where are you going with that? Good. So when Raoul Moat was on the run, Paul Gascoigne went...
ended up at the police siege with the fishing rod and bucket of chicken, trying to get him off the ledge somewhat.
Sorry, for legal reasons, for legal reasons, we have to refer to it as podcast powder.
You are?
Although I guess it was probably more... Radio 5 Live powder there. Yeah, anyway. Radio 5
And it's a goal!
The woman's hour powder.
The woman's hour. Handsome woman's hour.
Loose women's sniff.
Powder.
Well, I'm moving down the line.
So, what, are we actually trying to get in contact with Gaz's
mate, I'm on
here?
The contact us page on his website.
Well, are we really going to try and. Are we really going to try and shoot our load and then never get him on the podcast?
By the way, we run a podcast.
Cold War to Gaza. It started off as a deep political think tank on the Palestine issue.
We're gonna slow down there.
but it's turned into a bit more of a more of a football
love,
chat.
More of a love letter to Paul Gascoigne and his works.
Especially your time at Borough. which one of us was only made aware of 15 minutes ago.
He scored 41 appearances, 4 goals.
How many were of them sober, though?
To be fair, he didn't score many goals, like. He only scored 21 goals in the gaffer.
Put that in the letter. He didn't score many goals.
How many did he score for Tottenham?
You didn't even score 90. That many goals, to be fair.
Yeah.
But they were all wicked.
But they were all wicked, especially those at Boa.
Can you type...
So, Diana Arthur's Hill.
Fancy a kick about and a chat.
Yours, Cecily, your biggest fans, vote to Gaza, and then brackets Duncan and the boys.
Your most loyal fans.
That's going to his agent, not Gaza himself. And I don't think the agent's going to find see the funny side of it. Especially your time at Bubba.
So poor
no,
of
can
you.
We say something about like we've seen that you're doing some work on fishing programs. Do you want to talk about that?
No, just go. And would you want to extend this wonderful media tour to Arthur's Hill? Home of 17 of the finest barbers.
Unfortunately, we've just recorded our Christmas special, but we can get you on for season 3.
For Easter, yeah. Arthur's in the bag, mate. But then how do we top load Gaza if Gaza comes?
Well, that was our aim. We said we were always going to stop when we got Gaza.
Yeah.
I feel like this might be us never finishing the podcast.
we're
committing to a pension of podcasts.
We've moved ourselves into like negative chance. Yeah. So now we're going to have to change the name.
Yeah, start afresh. It might not be a bad thing, actually.
No, send it. Well, you know, if you can't win the lottery if you don't buy a ticket.
Dear Gaza, I hope this letter finds you well. I've been a fan of yours since the Lazio days, but I finally remember your time at Borough. Speaking of fried chicken, I had some this morning. And some woman's hour powder. By the way, we run a podcast called Road to Gaza. It's a love letter to you, Gaza. Especially remember your time at Borough. You didn't even score that many goals, to be fair, but they were all wicked. So, do you now, Arthur's Hill? Fancy a kickabout in a chat? We've seen you doing some work on fishing programs. Would you want to expand your media tour to Arthur's Hill? Yours sincerely, your most loyal fans, Road to Gaza, Duncan and the Boys.
Can you put, do you know the bit
Duncan
where...
Duncan and the Boys.
What was the bit where it was, we do our... What was the bit we do a podcast? Just after the Borough.
I think we really need to be clearer that this is about a podcast.
Yeah, no, but we need to put like in brackets, you can find us on Spotify.
Yeah. Just write podcast.
And then send him a link to podcast powder advert.
No email, no contact email or anything. Just cold call them. Make up a fake email and just send
it. Duncan and the Boys. That's more than gas.
And then they're going to listen to it and they're going to hear us talking about doing this.
Gaza didn't play for Borough.
Paul, get in here.
All we've talked about is foul mouth.
What if he's a really big fan of Sean Connery as well? Not Sean Connery. Pete
he truly was. He is only gentleman.
Oh, dear.
Oh, should we leave it there?
Yep.
We're not going to do Winter Song.
Oh, no.
You mean the email?
Yeah, the email. No, we're not wrapping up yet. There needs to be at least half of this cut out. It's been dead air.
Road to Gasmo.
Do you know, it's not a bad thing to have a shorter podcast, I don't think, though.
No, I know, but we'll just cut it loads because
the start was shit, the middle was weak at best, and then it really faded at the end.
Have you sent it?
No.
Get it, send it.
Press the button.
Do you want a link to the podcast to put on the end?
T- time has come to push the button.
I don't think anything good can come from us sending them this drivel.
If anything, it might make him laugh. Or probably his agent.
Hang on, I'll send you a link to the podcast. I'll send you a link to the podcast.
Is that a bit of luck?
What? Who's getting that's, 6 grand?
That sounds like a lot.
We're not paying Gareth 6 grand, like. There's no chance.
I don't know how much you would charge.
Oh, probably be more than that.
Yeah. More? Well, for kicking about in the chat, who do you think he is? Paul Gascoigne. Fuck you, Gareth!
I'm not sending this email.
Dude, just
send the email.
Can you not send it from like a different email address though?
Just make one up.
Well, yeah.
Rob2Gazza@hotmail.com.
Don't get in the boys at Rob2Gazza.
That's not from at Rob2Gazza. That's not from an email domain,
no,
is it?
This email, can't you?
You should definitely name the podcast in the email.
I'll don't get in the boys link. At Rob2Gazza.com.
I'll send you a link on Facebook. Just leave the link at the bottom.
What are we doing?
Just leave the link at the bottom. Yeah, man, the whole point of this
it's
podcast.
It's a Christmas miracle.
Hold on.
It's a good thing you've just taken your name off it, isn't it?
No, it still says Byline Homes as part of Byline. I can't get done for harassing Gazza, surely not.
But you're only sending an email.
I'm sending an email to his agent.
It's not like he's stalking.
Also, what sort of agent's still representing Paul Gascoigne?
Someone is.
What's he doing?
Probably exploiting him.
You know, he came into the pub I used to work at.
Did he?
Yeah, he did, aye. Yeah. He got scared off by Bullshit Dave. I never saw him again.
Who's Bullshit Dave?
Bullshit Dave was a regular we had who he'd come in and he'd bullshit you.
Have you got any more stories?
You know, I did, and I forgot them all.
Oh,
no, okay, I got one. So when I used to live in Ireland, yeah, there's a lot of these come from Ireland because, to be fair, it's been a while. But I kind of had this like 2 week grace period where my family had moved to England, and I was knocking about in Ireland because I wanted to say bye to my friends. And we had this little harbour festival in Scariff, which is funny because we don't actually have a harbour. There was like a little marina with a couple of boats, but they called it the Harbour Festival. We had Paddy Casey 1 year, you know, it was all right. We had Mundy. He came down. Oh, my mama, oh, my mama, oh, my mama, mama. July. but anyway, so, you know, as you do, you're a youth. You try and get people to buy alcohol for you. It got quite late on the Sunday night when the festival finished. They just had these, like, you know, the big truck beds that, they load, like, pallets on or whatever.
Yeah.
It's just a big, long... I think you'd call it a bed, I guess. I don't know.
I'm with you. With the
really
little bricks on and
stuff.
Yeah,
that goes on the end of a truck. That's just what they had the...
Shout out to bricks.
Stage on, yeah. Shout out
to bricks.
There's a few lads I knew who are getting rather wild on speed underneath this truck, yeah.
Underneath the truck?
At like 3 a.m. So I see them and they're really like, they're bouncing around like they're possessed or something. And I was with this lad, Liam, we went and we had a look around the rest of the town because we were like, that's not for me, that. And we went outside the Anchor pub and... there's just a load of kegs outside. It was 3 a.m. It was bouncing inside, and we just gave him a quick wobble. We're like,
oh, full,
absolutely full to the brim, mate. So we just nicked off with one of these kegs. These two fucking little Irish geezers. Well, maybe not little, but we were fucking just waddling up the street with a full keg of beer. Just
how old were you?
15. Nicked the keg. We go back to the house of the person we were staying at, and she's like, she's fucking having a great time. We used to always like go stay at her house because she was like kind of like a bit of a haven for the young lads to go drinking.
What?
It was safer than doing it out
she?
On the street.
Well,
like.
How old is she?
Oh, she's the mum of one of our mates.
Oh, yeah. I thought she was just like some saucy 19-year-old.
Oh, no.
No, never mind.
No.
That's far less cool.
Anyways, we're trying to pour it.
I thought some 19-year-olds shagging
saucy
the
mother, though.
Yeah.
So we're pouring pints out of these kegs, yeah, with a screwdriver because we didn't have an attachment.
Yeah.
Awful pints. We probably wasted half the beer in foam.
Yeah.
But eventually, Chris, who owns the house, she's like, where did you get this, by the way? We're like, oh, we just got it from the pub around the corner. She's like, that's my fucking brother-in-law's pub, man. Never seen Liam again. That was it.
Oh, really?
We barely even spoke after we got the keg. It was just drinking, and that was it.
What, in silence?
Just having to enjoy it.
So you stole...
Oh, no, there were just other people. You know.
All right, fair.
Yeah. We stole a keg of Heineken from a bar, and... realistically, if they had any common sense, they would have done something to stop us. But
there were, yeah, there was their fault for leaving them outside.
I paid like 26 kegs or something. There's a lot of kegs outside. There must have been a lot in the morning inside on a the pub night.
If they had to keep swimming outside.
Oh, half of them were gone by the morning.
How big were these kegs?
Oh, full-size kegs.
What, like, so you took 2 men to carry them? Or?
Yeah, it took 2 of us. Like, you know,
no, just roll them down.
I could probably do one on my own now, like, you know. But back then, I don't think I was.
Big lads.
I used to do it all the time, working, doing the fucking pubs, man. Hoying the kegs are ruined.
When winter's shadowy fingers first pursue you down the street, and your boots no longer lie about the cold around your feet, would you spare a thought for summer, whose passage is complete, whose memories lie in ruin, and whose ruin lie in heaps, when winter comes howling in. When the wind is singing strangely, blowing music through your hair, and your rain splattered windows make you decide to stay in bed, spare a thought for the homeless tramp who wishes he was dead. Or do you pull your Bledgos higher, think of summertime instead. When winter comes out. The creeping cold has fingers that caress without permission, and mystical crystal snowdrops only aggravate the condition. Do you spare a thought for the gypsy with no secure position, who's turned and spurned by village and town at the magistrate's decision, when winter comes out in. When the turkey's in the oven and the Christmas presents are bought, and Santa's in his module, he's an American astronaut, do you spare one thought for Jesus, who had nothing but his thoughts, who got busted just for talking and befriending the wrong sort, when winter comes our way? When winter comes howling. That's a podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Woo!
Happy fucking Christmas. Yeah. a bunch of creepy
creepy dogs. There better not be a lot too late. Everyone fucking panic.
Get the change, I felt the animals.
Yeah.